Well, Beth Burgess joins me now. Beth is an internet blogger and life coach for smiles, but somebody who says she hates Christmas. Beth, good morning.
Hi, Ian. Bar humbug.
Normally you're a cheery soul then, are you?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I used to hate Christmas, and I don't sort of like the traditional form of Christmas, so I've sort of, you know, changed it so that I actually really enjoy it now. I do something different.
I do that with all the games, all the box games on Boxing Day afternoon. If you don't like the rules, change them and play by a different set. So come on then, yeah. What's Christmas for you now that you've changed it like?
Well, I mean, I love it now. For the past sort of 9 years, I've been a bit like what they were doing earlier. I do volunteer work over Christmas. And it's really about refocusing on what Christmas actually means, because I have a problem with all the sort of consumerism and about the competition and the fact that, you know, you feel like you have to live up to this idea of Christmas. And I just don't like that. And really what the idea of Christmas for me is feeling gratitude, you know, sort of loving and giving and stuff like that. So, yeah, I volunteer at Crisis, which has a big sort of thing in London every year for the homeless. And I just love it now. I get really excited beforehand. I do always see my family just before Christmas to make sure, you know, we've made that contact. But really, they can see me any time of the year they want. But Christmas, I prefer to be with the homeless people.
If you're going to be at home, you're not going to have a great Christmas because you don't really like Christmas. The secret to finding the Christmas spirit is go out and find some other people who are not having a great Christmas and help them.
Well, that's a really good way. I mean, I actually, as a life coach, I actually deal and specialise with people who feel quite lost and stressed. So I deal with things like addiction, divorce, bereavement, you know, anxiety and depression. And the thing is, over Christmas, a lot of these things are highlighted. And really, one brilliant way to get yourself out of feeling, you know, depressed and blue is to get out of yourself and your own head, because things like depression can be caused by overthinking about yourself and your life and comparing yourself to others. But actually, if you do something for others, that actually helps you. It makes you feel good, it builds your self-esteem, and it does help other people. I mean, I know that every year the people that I help are really grateful for it, and, you know, it's a lot of fun to spend that time with them.
So don't count the presents in your stocking, you'll only get depressed.
Well, I mean, actually, this is the thing, isn't it? It's all about, that this is one of the problems I find with Christmas. There's this big pressure on everyone. It's from the TV adverts, you know.
We feel the need to weigh Christmas by the pound, don't we, really?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it is caused by this consumerism and the fact you have to buy bigger and better things, you know. And actually, you know, we sort of start telling ourselves off if we haven't done it right. We have this sort of inner voice, you know. We all have that sort of running commentary in our heads that says, oh, she won't like that, why did I buy that? And, you know, we add to it ourselves. So actually, I think, you know, it's all about being kind to yourself at Christmas, and don't let the TV ads, you know, tell you how it should be done.
Beth, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I'm glad I didn't get you a present or write you a card.
But you know what? Just send me good thoughts. I'm happy with that.
And you have as good a Christmas as can be expected. Beth Burgess, there you are, life coach for smiles, internet blogger, somebody who used to like Christmas, now they've found a way to like it. How do you cope with Christmas if you don't particularly get on with it? Let me know.